It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Rich Buchanan made his mark in the political arena over the past 46 years in and around McLean County, first as mayor of Bloomington and then as a member of the McLean County Board. But he doesn't like the label.
I'm not a politician. I'm an unselfish, dedicated public servant. And I mean that. I've never considered myself a politician. And the longer I see view politicians and their behavior, I don't want to claim to be one.
Buchanan has retired from public life as his health fails, but he sat down with GLT's Brian Bloodworth to talk about his public life. He was first elected to the Bloomington City Council in 1971. In 1977, Buchanan won nearly 63% of the vote in the election for mayor. He tells GLT's Brian Bloodworth a family illness 8 years ago prompted him to decide against running for a third term.
I had some exposure. I was working for GTE several years before I came to Bloomington Normal. It was a hobby already for me. I was president of the Chamber of Commerce. I was president of the Rotary Club. Back in those days, if the phone company had an office and a staff, the manager was expected to be part of the community. And I got the bug.
That bug led Buchanan into politics in Bloomington in 1971.
It was still at large. Wish it still were. Worst thing we ever did was go to the ward system. But in 71, there was an election, and there was a total of 5 people on the council, including the mayor, all elected at large. Of our friends showed up, because I never like to say, why did I run? I had several people approach me. I had one group approach, Judy and I, to run for city council. Now, why they ever thought that I could beat an 18-year incumbent and a 12-year incumbent, I don't know. Judy was born with a campaign manager's genes, and I'm serious. I can recall going to my boss's boss, Roger Joslin, and at that time he was chair of the Republican Party. And his first reaction, Rogers told me, he said, well, you don't have a chance, but we were electing 2. I got elected and came in a very strong second.
But you're a people person and always have been.
You're absolutely right. And I tried to make it a genuine people person. I treat people then and treat people now the way they need to be treated. I am conservative and I'm nonpartisan.
Buchanan says there's no basic training for a politician's job.
The basic training is, and not be what you and I, as we were growing up, would call a brown nose. It's called be reasonable. I recently asked somebody asked me, Rich, give me a one-word description of how you react to being elected mayor or a councilman or anything. And I said, there's no problem. That word is fun. It just turned me on. And I treated people with respect.
Buchanan says one event early in his mayoral career made him step back and reevaluate his priorities.
I had 2-year-old, 3-year-old, whatever they were, daughters. And I came home one Saturday night after serving the city, got home about midnight. Didn't wake them up, but I said goodnight to them. And I stood there in just total fear. What have I done to myself and my family? I had not seen those 2 girls awake in a week. And I said, something's wrong here. This is not what I signed up for. I had a technique that rescued me from that. A short version is Mary Williams, who recently passed away. Without her, I wasn't much. So what I did, when somebody would call and want me to cut a ribbon or go welcome a new pastor or whatever. I wouldn't lie to anybody. But what they would do, somebody would call and say, well, we want the mayor to come out and do this. And then the mayor would do that, come for a 6 o'clock meeting, have a dinner, have a business meeting. So I quickly changed that. I said, Mary, when you get an invitation, because it's not a well-kept secret, you're a mayor doesn't control his or her own life. You just do what your calendar says to do. She would share with them, and this was true. I said, tell Pastor Jones, that's my family night. And find out three things. What time do you want me there? What time do you need me there? What topic do you want me to be responsive to? And what time will I be free to go home and be with my family? And just like that, it changed. I would not have run for a second term if that had continued.
Buchanan did decide to run for a second term and won in a landslide.
I served 6 years as a councilman and 8 as mayor. Then, and had some illness in the family that was just pervasive, just gut-wrenching. And so I didn't run. Anybody can be mayor, but not everybody can be a dad. I wanted to run. Don Pierce would have done fine. Jesse Smart did fine. Their styles were a lot different than mine, especially Jesse's. And I love Jesse.
This is Sound Ideas, and I'm Brian Bloodworth. We're talking with Rich Buchanan, the former mayor of Bloomington and longtime political figure in McLean County, about his term as mayor and why he chose to stay in the political arena.
I just enjoyed it. $4,800 a year was my salary. I voted against, and not for political reasons, I voted against 2 increases in pay. Because I believe in the citizen soldier. We're paying twice as much for mayor as we should, in my opinion. To me, if you can hire people who will do the job and have reasonable qualifications, if you can hire them through the electoral process, they the ones ought to be mayor.
Cannon says he's always been a proponent for a metro-style government.
You put the ballot in front of me right now, I'll vote to merge these two towns. I believe give us 10 years and we'd save millions. I could take you right now and show you. See that sewer? See that one? That third one? We don't need the third one. It became a matter of, it's money. Probably doesn't surprise you.
Buchanan credits one person for initiating a working relationship between the Bloomington and Normal city councils.
Give Nancy Froelich just about 99% of the credit to beginning the process of having this town learn how to work with each other. Save the other 1% for Richard Godfrey and Rich Buchanan. And it's a crime for Mayor of Bloomington to lead the charge to act like one city, because we are one city. First joint meeting we had, we went out to Grady's Pizza, which was tradition for us. We went out to Grady's, sat down and said, this is not what I signed up for. In fact, I facetiously, we couldn't make official motions, but I officially made an informal motion. The two councils were gathered that I move the sun rise tomorrow. That's all we could agree on. It was awful. You think it's bad now?
Buchanan also says he had a strong working relationship with Normal Mayor Richard Godfrey.
And he and I were best friends. I couldn't have stood it without Dick. Dick and I would travel together. I cut ribbons for him. He'd cut ribbons for me. So that's my the thing I'm most pleased with was getting a little maturity. I don't mean chronological maturity. Getting people like mayors and council members to work together. What's amazing what happened. Staff always did want to work together. We started doing joint things with the parks departments and everything. I think we're better off now that you had Godfrey and Buchanan best friends. He was I think he was a great mayor. Pardon the ego, but if you'd have had Buchanan and Godfrey, who talked to each other daily, we had a lot of successes. And I think the biggest success would be Froelich, Buchanan, Godfrey, not necessarily in that order. And I was proud of that.
How would Buchanan rate himself as mayor?
I hadn't been arrested. I didn't steal any money. I'll be honest. You have to have some ego to be mayor. I get post-mayoral service very high. I give myself a B+. I feel good about what I did. Didn't do everything right, but I believe a legitimate survey to get a response to that question, I wouldn't get any lower than a B. I don't have any regrets.
Former Mayor Rich Buchanan also tells Brian Bloodworth his 5+ year term on the county board was a cakewalk compared to being mayor.